Saints Pope John Paul have said, his first school and his first seminary was on the lap of his mother. And today we celebrate the Holy Family of Jesus, Mary, and Joseph. Very little was written about the 30 years that the Lord Jesus spent with his family, with his foster father, Saint Joseph, and his mother, Mary. But we have to realize that for every year of his public ministries, 10 years were spent in silence. Think about that. So Jesus did public ministry for how many years? 3 years, but 30 of those, so 30 years were in silence in order to prepare for that 3 years. And think about it. Oftentimes in our modern world, we rush right into things and we want to make our name known. But the Lord prepared 30 years for that 3 years of ministry. We know very little of what happened during those 30 years, but we know for sure that it shaped him tremendously. Who he was in his public ministry revealed to us what really happened throughout that 30 years. And today, I'm not going to preach my homily by my own homily, but I'm going to use the homily that was actually written by Blessed Pope Paul VI. And he called this homily the example of the school of Nazareth. So he said, there are three lessons that we can learn from the school of Nazareth. He said the first lesson that we can learn from the school of Nazareth is of silence. In our own home, are we comfortable with silence? Think about that. Or are we scared of silence? Are we letting God speak to us as parents, as children, of family members in the family, in our silence? Or are we scared of the silence? And Pope Paul VI said very clearly, in this silence, the Lord Jesus learned recollection, turned to look inside, and he also teaches us how to recollect what's going on in our lives and to look inward to see how God is working in your life and in my life. And also to really listen to God in the silence of our heart. So silence is important. 30 years of silence helped the Lord Jesus to be attentive to the needs of the poor, of those who were abandoned by societies, because he himself understood what it means to have little. So in the silence of our heart too, we learn to listen to God, so we become attentive to those who are around us. So we're no longer just members of the family. We are the family. When we take the time to recollect, to pray, and to reflect what is going on really in our daily life. So that's the first lesson, the lessons of silence. The second lesson is the lesson of family life, where we are called to create the communion of love. Are you and I nourishing, deepening, and enriching our family life, yes or not? Or is our family and our home is simply a motel to go home and rest, to turn on the TV and to watch something? Are we building family life yet or not? And in order for this family life to truly be a family, Pope Paul VI said, we need to build a communion of love where each and every member is respected and loved. So I'm asking you, are we building our family yet or not? When was the last time we sit together as a family to eat a dinner? I'm not talking about Christmas. I'm not talking about the holidays. I'm talking about day in and day out. Are we enjoying breaking bread, eating, conversing, and really opening our hearts up to one another yet or not? Have we really respect and listen to one another from the bottom of our heart yet or not? Or are we only, what do I say, auto-tune our spouse, our children, and let them say yada, 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 whatever? Have we really been attentive and built this family or not? Many times, unfortunately, we see many families now in the modern world spend more time elsewhere than at home itself. We have spent building our career and everything else except for building a home at home. So Pope Paul VI said it is very important that we build and learn how to build this family life from the Holy Family themselves. And the third lesson is the lesson of work. Our work is important, but our work is not the end, he said. It is simply instrumental. He said works had two points. Remember, our work is instrumental in providing for our family, but they are not the all in all. So are we allowing our work to be more important than our family? Or are we working in order to support and to help our family grow? He said working is important because there is a dignity and a value to work, because many people now don't want to work. So working is important because through the sweat of our brows, he say, we sanctify ourselves, our being, our life, and unite our actions and our words with God. So work has a meaning, it has value, and it has its own dignity. But he also said that work is not the end all in all. Our work is simply an instrument for us to have the means in order to support our family and to build our family. Therefore, he said, it is very important that we always meditate on the lessons of silence, of family life, and of work in our own family, imitating the Holy Family of Jesus, of Mary, and of Joseph. And he also say, in the school of Nazareth, we also learn that it is necessary and important to have a spiritual rule of life. So we're asking ourselves, do we have a spiritual life yet or not? Have we prayed? And how do we pray? And how do we pray means that, are we praying with each other? Are we praying for each other? And are we praying with each other yet or not? It is important to build this spiritual life at home, he said. Because if we really don't pray for one another and build the spiritual life at home, when our children get older, when we get older, we simply become an object. You're only good when you give something to me. And we will lose the value, the dignity, and the love that is the center of our home. Therefore, my brothers and sisters, Pope Paul VI, on this feast day of the solemnity of the Holy Family of Nazareth, teach us to look, to listen, to meditate, and to penetrate the meanings of what it means to be a family in a very simple, very humble, and very beautiful manifestation of life. Because the Lord Jesus taught us, my brothers and sisters, that in order for our words and our actions to have meaning, they all need to begin at home, with prayer, with silence, with love, and with the dignity and the value of our work. So I pray for you, and I challenge you, with the words of Pope Paul VI, to begin building your family, or at least strengthening your family in the example of the Holy Family of Nazareth. Allow the Lord Jesus Christ, allow the Blessed Mother, and allow St. Joseph to teach you and I what it truly means to be a family, what it truly means to love, what it truly means to give ourselves, and what it truly means to believe, beginning at home.